it's a balance of preparation, you know, exposing them to physicality, getting them ready for a football game, and also trying to keep them healthy. And when you've got a veteran team like we do, and we've got some older bodies, guys who are entering their, you know, sixth and seventh season, you know, you want to be smart with them. And this was a longer camp than normal, really. It, you know, I think it's been like 24 days, or it's been a longer camp the way it worked out with classes. And when classes start here at Elon, we don't start until tomorrow. So last week was a full week, and typically it's not. So, been a long camp. Our guys are definitely ready to hit a different color jersey.
You touched on the fact that you've got a veteran group and you guys have been right in the mix now for the past several years for a CAA title. How driven is this group based on the past and being so close? Is the focus to finally get over that hump and get that CAA title driving them pretty hard?
Absolutely, it is. And it's a luxury for us, you know, to have as many players back who have been with us. Being a developmental program, you know, we're not starting over every year in the portal. You know, we have 37 players that are either fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh year guys, and only six of them weren't with us last year. So, you know, the guys in our locker room, you know, they know who we are, they know where we've been, and they know where we're going.
First question this morning from Kyle Kensington. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask a little bit about opening the season with Power Conference opponents and this being like a third year in a row. What do you feel like you can take away from a matchup like this that might be different than facing an FCS opponent? And do you personally have any sort of preference on how you open?
Yeah, I like playing the FBS games. I like that we play them regionally also. Just being in North Carolina and having so many FBS programs so close to us where we can drive over on the day of the game to go play Duke or to go play Wake Forest or, you know, a short trip to App State. We're very fortunate to have a lot of good football around us. So these are fun games for our players too. And, you know, oftentimes there's familiarity with some of the guys on some of these rosters, especially these regional FBS Power Four games. So awesome opportunities for us to play you know, an ACC school.
Tony, let's talk about your team a little bit and start on the offense. You've got a returning quarterback in Matthew Downing, who we touched on in media day, really excelled over the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. How nice is it to have that position, having a returning guy in position that knows your system and knows what you want?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have your quarterback back. That's for sure. And for Matthew, you know, the way he finished the season last year, really those last four games, I think 12 touchdowns, no interceptions, you know, just about almost 300 yards a game, like highly productive. And he's just, once he got that seventh year waiver, I mean, he has just been full speed ahead and really working hard, developing himself physically. And digging into, you know, who we are offensively. And I just feel like a second year in our program and a second year with offensive coordinator Drew Fulmer and in our system and chemistry with our receivers and his O-line, you know, that he's primed for a great season.
One of those guys out on the outside, Chandler Brayboy, had gotten a lot of attention here in the preseason, was on the Senior Bowl watch list. Certainly a guy that is a versatile player that you've used in a variety of ways over the years. How do you make best use of his skill set this season?
Yeah, Chandler, I mean, he's been one of the most explosive players in FCS football. And it's been the last couple of years. He's been the guy that, you know, takes the top off of defenses. But I'm really impressed with him and his development as a receiver. And Kyle Perkins, our receiver coach, has done a great job with Chandler and the whole room, just developing Chandler's skill set so that he can run the entire route tree and be a complete receiver. Not just a first and second down, take the top off, explosive play guy. He can run the intermediate routes. He can run the entire route tree. He has a good feel for defenses. And yeah, we expect Chandler to give some people some headaches this fall.
Got a question from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Tony, a lot of talk about the receivers and quarterbacks during the preseason here. What about your running back situation? Because, you know, the last couple of years you had a guy that was pretty durable and pretty tough in the, yeah, you know, running up the middle. How's that kind of shaking out for you?
Yeah, so from a running back standpoint, you know, we've got several guys that are ready to go and capable players. Rashawn Baker's a transfer from Bucknell, and Daniel Frederick, who's played a good amount of snaps for us as a redshirt freshman last year. Julian Bumper is a veteran. He's in his fifth year. He's played receiver. He's played some running back for us. And our incoming freshman, TJ Thomas, has really caught our attention here in preseason. He's an explosive player. So it's right now it's, you know, we've got several guys to choose from. You know, they've all got, you know, varying skill sets, and, you know, give us some different options there at running back.
So I'll switch over to the defensive side of the ball. Another guy, along with Chandler, has gotten a lot of attention is Caleb Curtin, the preseason defensive player of the year. He's been pretty much a consensus preseason All-American. He can do so many things for you. The numbers he put up across the board, whether it was tackles or interceptions or anything else last year, were pretty impressive. What makes him such a special player, and how nice is it to have him kind of in the heart of your defense there?
Yeah, it's great to have Caleb back. You know, he's a player who attracted a lot of attention from other teams after his All-American season last year. So we're thrilled to have him back in our locker room and leading our team as a captain. He's the quarterback of our defense. And why is he so successful? He's smart. He's a very instinctful player. He's a smart player. He practices his tail off every day. I mean, he does not miss a practice. He doesn't miss reps. He's always practicing with a purpose, looking to get better. You know, and he's really a product of the program where, you know, he came in, he was a talented player coming in. But Coach Edwards, Devontae Edwards, who coaches our secondary and works primarily with the safeties, you know, he's done a really good job of bringing Caleb along and developing his skill set. You know, if it was 2 years ago, you know, we're talking about Marcus Hillman on the back end and Cole Coleman, outstanding players. And then here's Caleb Curtin, just right up through the program, been developed by our staff. And, you know, he's primed for a great year. And when you've got Caleb and you've got Khalil Baker, two All-American safeties on each hash, you know, it's a little bit easier to sleep at night, feeling like the top of your defense is protected. And you've got those two playmakers back there.
Last season, you played a couple of redshirt freshmen at linebacker, Brandon Tyson, Mark Paterno, and they both developed into really good guys. But you know, you had redshirt freshmen out there. These guys are back. How much did that experience from a year ago benefit them coming into this season?
Yeah, it's big. You know, we went through some growing pains last year early in the season. And, you know, our linebacker fits, that was one of them with two young guys. Casey Vance, our linebacker coach, awesome job with those two guys. And those two guys, they work, man. And they are strong and they're tough, and they've got great range. So we have high expectations for both of them. And then you throw in Nick Velos, who's played a good amount of snaps for us and missed last season with injury most of the year. So Nick's back there as well. And so we feel good about that linebacker spot and the experience that we've got there.
Let's look ahead to Friday night, a Duke team, obviously an ACC team that you've started to break them down. What are some of the challenges they present?
Yeah, so they've got some good players. I have a ton of respect for, and we have a ton of respect for the Duke program and for Coach Diaz. Even though there's been a lot of changes, I still feel like the culture of that program hasn't changed a lot. And part of that is also David Feely, their director of sports performance. He is back. So he's been with those kids the last couple of years, and he's been a big part of that culture. So, you know, I know they're going to come out and they're going to play hard and they're going to compete, and they won some close games last year. So they're a team that knows how to win close games. The preparation for Duke is difficult because, you know, you've got new coordinators and you've got new personnel. So, you know, we're watching film from SMU and Texas State and Penn State. And but then we're still watching the Duke film to get a feel for their personnel and those players. And with the transfers, we're watching Texas film and from where, you know, the film from where these kids came from. So it's a real hard game prep. The opener against a team with a new staff and some transfers. But we just got to rely on, you know, on our rules and our preparation. And, you know, we've focused on getting better at being us the last 3 weeks here. So I feel good about where we are as a program, you know, going into this game.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Friday night against Duke, and I look forward to doing this again next week.
Great. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.